McCoryuk has two health aides, and they're super close.
We understand each other.
This is Linda Davis.
Not only a good coworker, but a friend and my daughter.
I like working with my mom.
This is Shara Davis.
We support each other a lot, and we're always there helping each other when we need help.
Linda, the mom, started working as a health aide for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation in McCoryuk 13 years ago. Shara, her daughter, began working in the same position soon after. Many YK Delta communities face high turnover of health aides. Some communities have no health aides at all for long stretches. But working together has helped keep these two family members in their roles for over a decade.
This is Linda. Well, for me, it was teamwork.
And I feel the same, too. We support each other a lot, and we work well together.
When the pandemic struck, that collaboration helped McCoryuk's response. Shara remembers the moment when life changed. She had just returned home from a trip to Hawaii.
When I came back, I had to do daily temperature checks, and I haven't left since.
Then her son's preschool shut down. Shara switched to working part-time so she could be home to help her son with classes. The community enacted strict health precautions. Anyone flying into McCoryuk needed permission from the tribe to exit the plane. People took social distancing and masks seriously. Cases stayed low. No one in the community died from the virus. Then, in December, the vaccine arrived in the region. In January, the health corporation quickly found a way to open vaccinations to everyone age 16 and older. Shara and Linda got vaccinated and worked to educate everyone on the island about the vaccine. The key, Shara said, was constant and personal communication.
Announcing on the VHF, calling patients, reaching out one by one.
A lot of people had questions about possible reactions to the vaccine. Shara and Linda put some people in contact with doctors at YKHC to answer their questions. About 200 people live in McCoryuk. About 120 of them are old enough for the vaccine. Nearly all have chosen to get it. Shara says most people had two reasons they wanted to be vaccinated.
A lot of our community did want to protect our elders and our children, since the children can't get the COVID vaccine yet.
The community also wanted to get its students back in the classroom. In early March, that became possible. After months of lockdown, Shara's 6-year-old son joined his kindergarten class in person.
He was so excited to go back to school. He kept counting down the days. He missed his friends. He missed his teachers.
Other than school reopening, Shara and Linda say vaccination has not changed life on the island. People still mask and social distance. Travel restrictions remain in place. But mother and daughter feel a sense of ease that didn't exist before. And the days of being able to gather with the community they've worked to protect feel closer.
Basketball or volleyball or fiddles.
Just the same what Shara said, and also being able to visit family in other places.
What will make these gatherings possible, they say, is more people across the entire region getting vaccinated against the virus. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.